Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
We played Trump or Kanye last week.
Because the Republican National Convention was last week, so we played we played clips from both of them. Then you had to try to guess who said it: Donald Trump, Republican nominee for president, or Kanye West Kardashian, D-bag. I don't know how else to describe him.
I love that you said Kanye West Kardashian,
performer, artist,
right?
Musician, troublemaker, tomfoolery expert. And we had to try to figure out who said what. Well, we're playing the same game again this week. It would only be fair. And we're playing it with Hillary Clinton or any Kardashian. So it's the game Clinton or Kardashian.
Okay. We have to guess who said it.
All right, David.
Play along with us.
David, you're hosting this because you also went out on the street to talk to the peoples. Is that accurate?
It is. And, you know, it's really the gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
Because
these conventions have been a couple of great weeks of material.
Mm-hmm. It really has been. And it's actually really funny. Last week, it was really hard for people to, you know, decipher who was who. And it's no different this week.
Who said, every marriage is a mystery to me, even the one I'm in. So I'm no expert on it.
Every marriage is a mystery to me, even the one I'm in, so I'm no expert on it. Was it Hillary Clinton or a Kardashian? Let's see.
What's your guess, Jen?
Even the one I'm in, so I'm no expert on it. I'm going to go Hillary Clinton.
I don't think she ever talks about her marriage. You know, she talks about her husband or whatever, but there's... I don't think she ever talks to anything referring to what might be trouble.
Like the private details.
Yes.
Things like that.
Hillary Clinton can't say that about Bill.
It's Hillary Clinton.
What? I got it right.
One for Jen.
Nice work, Jen.
Nice. Okay.
Hillary Clinton or Kris Jenner, who said, I raise my kids kind of old-fashioned. If you don't have something nice to say, then don't say it at all. I teach love, acceptance, and tolerance.
That's an easy one. Because Bill and Hillary only have one kid. So unless they're talking about the dog, the pets, because I know they have pets, that's Kris Jenner.
That's got to be Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
The Kardashians were not raised old-fashioned.
It's Kris Jenner.
Oh. They're the same person.
Okay.
All right, third one. Who said it, Clinton or Kardashian? And I forgot, but yeah, we're including Kris Jenner.
We're including Kris Jenner because, let's be honest, a lot of those Kardashian girls say really stupid things that I felt like Hillary Clinton really wouldn't say, so their mom was most like Hillary Clinton in a way.
Hillary Clinton or Kris Jenner, who said, I'm undaunted in my quest to amuse myself by constantly changing my hair.
Undaunted in my quest to amuse myself, constantly changing my hair.
That's got to be Kris Jenner. Has Hillary Clinton had a new hairstyle ever?
Yeah, she does.
She
switches it up a lot, yeah.
But it's hard to tell a lot of the time, too.
I'm going to go Hillary Clinton. And Jeff, you're saying Kris Jenner?
Well, no. I just thought.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. These are the things. Democratic National Convention is over. Republican National Convention is over. And I'm struggling with whether or not Kris Jenner made a hair comment.
That's probably Kris Jenner.
It's Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
your hair at all. It's like Kris Jenner 4.
Well,
I can't believe it. I'm 3 for 3.
At this point, I can't win. So right. It's just a matter of getting, seeing if Jen can go for the sweep.
Okay.
All right, 4.
And you got a battle for
pride. Who said, I love to swim. It's absolutely one of my favorite things to do.
I love to swim. It's absolutely one of my favorite things to do. I got to go Kris Jenner.
Okay.
I'm not even going to guess because I'd be terrible at this.
picture Hillary Clinton with that kind of coordination. And you can't wear a pantsuit in the pool.
It's Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
All right. There's no streak, and here's the last one.
Hillary Clinton or Kris Jenner, who said, if somebody says no, you're asking the wrong person.
Totally Kris Jenner. She never takes no for an answer.
It's Kris Jenner.
You got it. It was Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner has pushed her way into all of her success. I mean, she is somebody you should, I mean, if you are a woman in business, you should seriously watch Kris Jenner. Because she just does not take no for an answer. She just plows forward.
And she got a whole
So hold on a
family.
Minute.
Hold on.
So we're talking about the first female nominee
for
president of the United States.
We're not allowed to talk about politics on our show or what we believe or what we don't. And that's why I'm avoiding it, because I'll get hammered. I mean, I posted I was proud to be an American the other day and people lost their minds. So, I'm just trying not to get my personal politics out there. So,
well, you're proud to be an American because this is a country where people like Kris Jenner can see their own success by not taking no for an answer.
Right.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.